from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Football Friday on The Fan.
Rock somebody!
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Football Friday with Danny and Dusty on 1080.
Take the fight to them.
The Fan.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty, whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on youtube.com/1080AM The Fan, or twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you here on this glorious, this wonderful Football Friday, and I've got a fever.
Oh, hold on. Oh. I've got something for you really quick. Since we are in hour number three, it is 2:05. That means that we are 25 hours in 25 minutes from Oregon State kicking off their college football season.
Almost a day.
And that means that we are a mere, 27 and a half hours.
Did you say almost say math hard for daddy?
Yeah. Math hard for daddy.
26 and a half hours.
26 and a half hours from Oregon kicking off the season against Idaho. It was a lot easier when it was just 25 hours and 25 minutes. Like, that was easier for me.
25.
I don't math hard.
Did you go to math school?
I didn't go to math school.
That's a problem.
I went to directional school.
Where they tell you to go up, down, left, or right.
Yeah.
Never eat soggy waffles.
Ooh.
Got to make the L's.
Do we need never eat soggy waffles?
My wife says it all the time.
But did we need that for Northeast, Southwest?
No, the pneumatic one never really made sense to me. Why you need
it's up, down, right, left.
Yeah. Up, down, down, left, right, ABBA start.
Yeah, and then you get unlimited lives.
Yeah, see?
Duh.
That's how you don't die in the woods.
Now, I know that really well.
That and don't pet the bears.
Or the bison.
Don't boot the snoot of the murder kitten.
Don't do it.
And also stay very clear of the bison.
That's right. Or bison.
Yeah.
Depending on if you're from North Dakota or not. You know, if you're not from North Dakota, it's bison. If you are, it's bison.
Bison.
I got scolded by our engineer, Kent, former engineer of Odyssey, Kent Randles. I said bison on an update one time. And I think it was like the only time he listened to the sports station. But he came storming back from the rack room, and he was like, it's bison. He's like, I went to North Dakota State. And I was like, all right. Cool. With a Z.
Mm.
Done.
Yep.
And since that scolding, I've never called them the Bison again.
Well, you know, it's like you got some of those cities that get all uppity, too, about saying their name incorrectly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like Boise. Not Boise. Boise.
Not Boise.
Yeah. It's Boise.
Boise.
Or, you know, Baltimore.
Louisville.
Louisville.
Well, Baltimore's more Baltimore.
Yeah. Knoxville.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then it's Nashville.
Yeah.
Like, they're... Nashville. It's like it's in Tennessee. You can't Knoxville me on one side and Nashville me on the other.
Go super nasally.
Come on. You got to help me out here.
Yeah, no, like I said, I dated a girl at North Dakota State, so I was always Bison.
All right, yeah. There we go. Bison.
There you go.
Bison.
All right, we are there, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the final matchup of the College Football Rivalry Trophy Edition. 64 entered. Only one will leave. Oregonians are disgusting.
You hear those drums? Okay, yeah, we are.
Yes, the Platypus took on the Floyd of Rosedale.
Yep.
And the Platypus beat.
Hmm?
Neither of us can words this
good.
Week.
We're good. I'm just so excited for football. My brain is mush.
The Floyd of Rosedale has been upset by the stupid Platypus.
Okay. So Platypus is in the championship. Regional bias, we knew that this would be at play.
Mm.
I will give you... a little factoids about the Platypus Trophy. And these factoids, they should tell you all you need to know about how this vote should go. All right? Back in 1959, University of Oregon's Director of Public Services named Willard Thompson, he reached out to a guy named Warren Spady and said, "Hey, man, Civil War needs a trophy. We need to do this." And I got an idea. Half a duck, half a beaver, that's a platypus. He went to Spady and was like, "You got this? Can you do this?" Spady's like, "I got this, man. I have the vision. I have the idea." Thompson gave him 1 month to create the trophy. Gave him a single month. Because it's a hand-carved trophy out of wood, okay? He was like, "I can't even finish it." He didn't have enough time. So if you look at the Platypus Trophy, it doesn't have detailed feet. It doesn't have feet.
I mean,
at all.
You could just say it doesn't have detail.
It is 2 feet wide, 18 inches tall, and unfinished. When the trophy was first handed out, Oregon was heavy favorites over the Beavs in 1959. Oregon State ended up winning 15-7. They took the trophy, put it in Gill Coliseum, put it on display. Oregon students broke in, stole the trophy.
I do love a good trophy stealing.
After that, it was stolen several times back and forth and ended up disappearing. They ended up finding it in the pool at University of Oregon where... the water polo teams apparently had taken it over and started giving it back and forth, not the football teams. It then went missing again.
So they weren't smuggling grapes, they were smuggling trophies.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. And it was found in the trophy case of the swimming pool during a renovation of the area. It's been given back and forth to the two teams since 2007. And the Beavs since then have only won four times since 2007. Oregon has dominated the trophy since then. In total, the trophy has been handed back and forth 20 times. Oregon has taken it home 14 times. Oregon State has taken it home 6. So the Platypus Trophy is unfinished, was rushed into production, has a great idea. The execution...
very flawed.
Very flawed. Very flawed.
Has no reason being here.
Okay.
Just want to let that sit.
All right. Who will it be taking on?
The Fremont Cannon of Nevada UNLV took on the Saddle, and the Cannon absolutely crapped on the Saddle.
All right.
It was not close.
Okay. I got some backstory and history of the Fremont Cannon, Cannon too. It is a replica of a 19th century howitzer cannon that accompanied explorer and later politician of the great state of Nevada, John C. Fremont, on an expedition to the American West. The original cannon that Fremont took with him was abandoned in the Sierra Nevada mountains in 1843. They said in 1970, you know what we need to do? Or 1969, actually, they said, you know what we need to do? We need to get a trophy for this rivalry game. Nevada Reno hates UNLV. UNLV hates Nevada Reno. We need a trophy. Let's get this thing done. They went out and they constructed the most expensive and heaviest rivalry trophy of any trophy that is given out in college football. Okay? The trophy itself weighs 545 pounds. It has a 55-millimeter barrel and cost $10,000 to build, making it the heaviest and most expensive trophy in the rivalries of college football. In addition to that, up until the year 2000, every time that the trophy was given to a school, if your team had the ball, scored a touchdown, they fired that bad boy off in the stadium.
Do love me a good cannon firing.
They obviously had to stop that. This rivalry is so
PTSD.
Bitter. And in true Nevada fashion, before alcohol sales were widely allowed across college football, they allowed the sale of alcohol to Nevada Reno and UNLV fans. They had to stop doing that because there were too many fights in the stands between UNLV and UNR fans.
I mean,
I think this trophy, it's glorious. When your team wins it, you paint it your school colors. They paint the wheels of it red when UNLV wins, navy blue when Nevada Reno wins. It is a gold massive cannon that is absolutely awesome. The Fremont cannon for UNLV and Nevada Reno.
It is now posted up on at Danny Murray on Twitter. You can find it on the at Danny and Dusty, at Tenny the Fan, or my social media accounts on Twitter. Get your votes in and vote with your brain, not with your hearts.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to. I think it's time we finish the Platypus Trophy. We got to finish the Platypus Trophy. I think we restart, we give somebody enough time, and we make this thing as spectacular as the rivalry between Oregon and Oregon State has been. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time. Yes, my, if somebody my wants, dusty once, talk is over.
Once somebody wants to take this thing on and figure out how to finish the platy, then we can talk about it.
Ooh, yeah. I am not that man. I am not a woodworker. I don't know. I think it should be chiseled out of volcanic rock from one of our mountains here in the great state of Oregon. Mm. I think that'd be good.
So, all right. Coming up next, we will talk about those games that are due to be underway in 25 hours and 20 minutes.
Ooh.
And 26 hours and 20 minutes.
Hercules.
Oregon, Oregon State both get underway here in a little more than a day. Danny and Dusty, Tenny the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We talked about what we would or wouldn't learn from Colorado in a win or a loss against North Dakota State. I think you can say essentially the exact same thing is true for the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon State Beavers as they take on the Idaho Vandals and the Idaho State Bobcats.
Bengals. They're the Bengals.
Did you see what they did?
Big Bengal population in Pocatello.
Yeah. Did you see what their social media team did the other night?
No.
There was a big beaver space. And their official Twitter page went into the space and just blared the Idaho State. Anthem over and over and over and over again, like full bore.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. The home of Jared Allen.
Yeah.
That's where Jared Allen played at Idaho State. God,
big. You got Mark Schlereth at Idaho and Jared Allen at Idaho State.
So, you know.
Home of large white men.
You know what? You're not wrong in that.
Were Idaho and Idaho State like finalists for Sook?
Ooh. No, he was too highly recruited. I think they probably came a calling. They were knocking on that door like,
large bearded white men.
You fit about. But Sook back in the day, he had a baby face.
That's right, he did. He didn't have that same angry face.
He looked completely different.
He looked like Will Ortner.
No, like even more baby face than Will Ortner. It's alarming when you see an old picture of Sook because you go, That ain't right.
He didn't let the hate in his heart take full hold yet.
No. But look, I'm excited though to see Oregon State play Idaho State. I'm with you on. I don't think we're going
to
get.
There's nothing to learn here.
A great learning of. I mean, if the game is close and it's not good, that is obviously a horrible sign.
Yes.
I don't expect that though. What I'm excited to see is how the pieces are fitting together there. When you have so many guys that leave and you have so many guys come in through the portal in very important positions for them, especially the offensive line where you're mixing in guys like Joshua Gray and Grant Stark, who are the guys who have been there and established themselves with the Colorado transfers, and you have, you know, such a new mix, continuity on the offensive line. Takes a little bit of time, but where they are at this point in the year, I'm excited to see that. To see Javonte McCoy at quarterback, and really, we're going to see all of their quarterbacks, but to see McCoy and Gulbranson and what that separator was between those guys in fall camp, that to me, I'm excited to see from Oregon State. Will we learn a whole heck of a lot about them? No. And I don't expect us to see learn anything more. What is it?
28.5.
Yeah. And that seems right. That feels right.
28.5 and the total is 54.5.
And also, I'm interested to see what the offense looks like. You know, when you now are going from having Jonathan Smith, the stability and the known of what you were going to get offensively. Now you bring in Ryan Gunderson, who obviously his background here in the state, being from Central Catholic, playing at Oregon State, starting his coaching career with the Beavers, then goes down and spreads his wings at UCLA and San Jose State and kind of finds his own footing as a play caller and as a coach. What this offense looks like and how different is it from what we were accustomed to seeing with Jonathan Smith prior. You have new tools. You have a quarterback who is more mobile and will be able to get you out of some hairy situations. Don't think that we're going to see a whole heck of a lot of that from the Beavs this week, but just to see the variations of what this team can throw at you. Also, like Jabari Johnson, too, the redshirt freshman, the Missouri transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there was a three-way battle down there for that quarterback, McCoy, Gulbranson, and Johnson. I'm interested to see all three of them and how each of them fit stylistically into what Oregon State's going to be in the future. And then, look, we talked about this last week. It's a completely different built wide receiver room. You know, small, shifty. Last year it was, will they have it, that red zone target? Are they going to have the big guy on the outside? Well, now they go like 6'2 across the board at wide receiver. It's going to be
quite the pivot.
We have so many, but you lose the explosive guys. Like, I mean, we talked about this with Silas Bolden at Texas and what he's doing there and opening eyes in Texas going, dude, wide receiver 2 for the Texas Longhorns was an Oregon State Beaver a year ago. You know, Anthony Gould and the impression that he made through training camp in the preseason of the NFL. Like, they had playmakers,
man. 100 most impactful transfers this year were Oregon State Beavers.
Yeah, and so it's going to be different. It'll be new. And then just seeing the command of the game and flow of game that Trent Bray has on the sideline, I'm excited to see what Oregon State
it's going to be
rolls
different.
Out there tomorrow. It's going to be completely different. And it's not a bad thing. I think that it's a terrible situation that Oregon State was put in with the dissolving of the Pac-12 to what it is. But to see this team come out and the level of competition, that's what I'm going to have my eye on. Because we learned something last night, too, with Colorado's offensive line. It wasn't just the transfers, right? And they got two of them that are going to be starting on Oregon State's offensive line that were at Colorado a year ago. And to see what Kyle DeVan's coaching and in that offensive system, what those guys look like and how the pieces fit, that's going to be intriguing to me. And for Oregon and Idaho, look.
Did you see the line there?
43.5.
It's gone up.
Yeah, this is a Idaho team, and this is what sucks about the FCS is that the transfer portal comes in, they raid their guys. Mm-hmm. If you sniff talent, right? McCoy now at Oregon State.
And if you want to get a look at the Ducks.
Anthony Woods down at Utah now. That's their quarterback and their running back.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost
tough.
A receiver to the NFL. They lost another receiver to the transfer portal and went to the University of Charlotte. You know, those are the tough breaks for a team that made the quarterfinals a year ago, comes in at the preseason number 7. But will look entirely different,
yeah,
especially with
team.
Lake Oswego's Jack Lane at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And it's not his first start ever, but we are going to see him as the starter for the Idaho Vandals. Yeah.
And if you are looking to get a look at the Ducks, I know the game is technically sold out. Secondary market, though, you can get them for, I think, $9 online.
Oh, that's the standing room?
Yeah.
So. And that's going to be I'm excited because we have an FCS opponent coming into Autzen Stadium.
It's a packed house.
It's sold out. It's sold out a week in advance.
What's Nuanson now? Is it 48?
No, 58.
58.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, and I don't know how long people are going to be around for.
I mean, it's halftime is when people probably start rolling, but you know.
But that's what I'm excited to see from Oregon is it's not the starters. Hopefully you don't see them for very long.
Quarter and a half at most.
Right.
Maybe a half.
Like, hopefully that's the way that the game goes. You get a Cam Rising-like performance from
Dylan Gabriel.
Gabriel
goes out there, throws for 304 tutties, and you pack it up.
We're out. And then you get to start seeing Dante Moore and Austin Novosad and Luke Moga, because these freshman quarterbacks now, or all freshman players, you got 4 games that you can play in. And so you can start seeing some of those guys, seeing some of the young freshmen that came in as highly touted recruits and what they look like on the field, because we may not see them again. Ooh. I could tell you one thing though. This team looks different, right? Like, there used to be times, and when we had Jerry on, we talked about this, right? Like, there used to be times where, like, when a Jonathan Stewart showed up, you're like, oh, he's different.
Yeah.
Even as a freshman, you're like, oh, boy.
Why are his legs as big as tree trunks?
On shameless plug for the program podcast, Cole Linehan tells a story of his first game of actually playing was in Houston, playing the University of Houston in NRG Stadium down there. And he was like, yeah, that's also when we knew that Jonathan Stewart guy was going to be really stinking good.
Real quick.
Because he carried 7 Houston Cougars as like an 18-year-old, dragged them into the end zone on a run. He's like, yeah, we found out he was for real. But these guys and these freshmen that are coming in, you see them individually and you're like, God, he is a mutant out there. But then you put him next to everybody else and they just kind of blend in.
You look
that's
at the
biggest difference.
Go, oh.
That's the biggest difference now mm-hmm. is that these highly touted freshmen don't stand out like they used to when mm-hmm. they'd come in. They look like guys.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them at Oregon right now. And that's one of the exciting things is we'll be able to see a lot of the young up and comers for the University of Oregon that maybe, you know, we won't see very, very many times this season. I think NCAA slipped this in on us this week too, and lost in all of the football palooza that we've had this week. The NCAA also has said that bowl games and college football playoff games are non-counters to that four-game
yeah,
limit,
and that's,
too.
And that's great. I was looking at Oregon's schedule right now. Boise State, I don't think you're going to get the young guys out there. Oregon State.
That's a very good group. That's a team that a lot of people believe will make the college football playoff yeah. out of the group of five.
And, look, I don't think Boise State's going to beat Oregon in any way. Would I be surprised if that game got close? No.
No. It's Oregon-Boise State.
Yeah, like... That number one, that rivalry, even when it was really cooking and Oregon had more talent, Boise State still punched them in the mouth a couple times.
Yep.
And Ashton Jeanty is a dude.
He is a dude.
I mean, there's a reason why he has a legitimate Heisman candidacy to start the season.
Got them dogs.
But you can probably get those young guys out there against UCLA.
I don't know. I just feel like
that team's gonna be so bad.
But your travel squad is paired down. So I mean, I don't know.
But I was trying to look at like when they could happen again. Illinois, Maryland.
I don't know.
Those are probably your only real opportunities. So like, if you're a Duck fan, you want to see
few and far between. That's for sure.
If you want to see what the next generation of guys looks like, and you want to get an idea, like look, if you're a college football fan, you've watched Dylan Gabriel throw the ball. Well, you've watched him throw it a lot.
From every arm slot imaginable.
But if you want to get out there and watch Oregon absolutely mash Idaho and see what Mogo or Moore or
Novosed
looks like, yeah. or any of the younger linemen or any of the guys on the wide receivers that are deeper on the bench.
Tell you what,
like,
there's a lot of young defensive players, mm-hmm. too, that you're going to go, okay.
It's a good way to get excited, I think, for college football coming back.
100%.
Speaking of coming back, we're back with Jeff Russ on a Friday afternoon. It's 2:30-ish, which we will hit next here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan. It's Friday afternoon. It's 2:30-ish, which means it's time for America's favorite game show, Jeff Russ Jeff Russ, take it away.
I don't know if you guys are aware of this. College foosball finally here.
Football Friday here.
In full effect.
Official.
Injected yeah. in my veins, bro.
Dylan Gabriel making his Oregon debut. The number three Ducks host to Idaho. Coverage on the Fan starts at 11. Oregon, 43.5-point favorites, so we should expect to see a lot of the backups get some play. If Dylan Gabriel takes the field in the second half, cause for concern?
Or
no big deal.
I would say cause for concern.
Cause for concern. Yeah. Yeah. I would 100% yeah. go down that lane.
Uh-huh.
That's a problem, man.
Yeah. That ain't good, bro.
Oregon's win total this season set at 10.5. Pretty much everywhere you look. Over or under 10.5 wins for the Ducks this year.
God, it's probably one of the best lines in college football. It is dumb hard to pick that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go over.
I want to say over. I really do. Yeah. I think they're going to beat Ohio State. I think they're going to lose on the road.
Yeah. We cash this with a bowl record? Playoff?
I don't know. We'll just go regular season here, yeah.
I'll still go over.
Yeah. That's why I think I'm going, I want to say 11 wins. I really do. I really do.
Yeah. Regular season win total.
Yeah, but the fact that they're at Michigan
and
at Wisconsin.
You only get one, that means you get one slip up.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think they only do lose one, but the opportunity to lose that second one late in the year at Wisconsin is just hanging there.
Some analytics bro did a chart of how many mulligans each team in college football is afforded this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wild because it had Oregon with two to still make the playoff.
Okay.
Right? How many mulligans
they could lose to Ohio State and Michigan and still make it.
And still make the playoff.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
What was really interesting to me was that, like, Oregon State had more mulligans than Washington did to make it to the playoff.
Does Washington's schedule really suck?
Yeah, because I think it was like, you get one if you are Oregon State.
Yeah.
And that's Oregon. But you got to keep that one close, right? Mm-hmm. But it was a weird chart. It was very confusing to me. But it was basically saying that the path for Oregon State has more opportunities for you to get in than Washington. I was like,
that doesn't make any
bizarre.
Sense. Washington plays Michigan, Iowa, USC, Penn State, Oregon.
Yeah.
How could they have less?
I don't know.
I don't know if you guys saw this. There's a Barstool fella who he says he personally guarantees Ohio State will go 12-0. And he lists all of their opponents, and for each opponent, there's a different, like, you know, wager if they lose that game. For Oregon's, he says he'll eat 10 yellow marshmallow duck peeps for every point Oregon scores.
Oh. Wow.
So figure they score 32 points, let's say. That's 320 peeps.
So it would say, okay, so it was Mulligan's. Georgia has three. Alabama and Oregon have two. Then there's a bunch of teams that have one. Zero, which is you just got to win the games, just win them all. And then it was how many upsets you need to have. Washington needed three upsets to make it. Oregon State only needed two. That was the way that the chart was formed. So I think in that terms, with the schedule that you read, there it is. Upsets needed, Oregon State, they need to, obviously, if you upset Oregon and then you win out on your schedule, yeah, you're probably dancing, because that would be Oregon State and Boise State would probably be the two upsets that they would need as of right now. And so if you win those two, you're winning all the rest of your games, right?
Well, in theory, in this case. Yes.
So, yeah, that was the chart. I felt it needed context there.
I like it.
Speaking of Oregon State, the post-Jonathan Smith era begins tomorrow. They host Idaho State. The Beavs, 28.5-point favorites as Trent Bray takes the reins. 3:30 kick on the C-dub. Javonnie McCoy named the starter. Bengal Branson, Jabari Johnson expect to see time this season as well. The Beavs over-under is 7.5 wins. So over
or
under 7.5 wins for the Beavs.
Oh, boy. God, that is a really tough one because there's so many unknowns.
They're good at this.
Well, they are really good at this because you have Boise State, Oregon, San Diego State, Purdue, and maybe UNLV as those games that they're saying are the ones that are losses on there.
I get to 5 wins pretty straightforward. 6, yeah.
But it's like they have so many toss-up games. Like,
yeah.
What happens with Purdue? What happens with Cal? What happens with Washington State?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really tough one because,
and again,
we truly
bias
have
aside,
no idea.
Air Force is always a weird one.
Air Force is. You have to go to Fort Collins. Mm-hmm. You have to play them right after you play San Jose State, which I'm here to tell you, you don't have a bye week in between. That's a weird system change to go from spread to
veer option.
Veer. Yeah, I don't like that.
That's got to be maybe the worst change in sports as far as like stylistically.
Yeah.
We're going to play 53-3rd and also these guys, they're going to tax you mentally. Trust your reads.
The entire game relentlessly.
All 54 plays that they're going to run.
Nope.
Ugh.
No, thank you.
I'm going to take the under. I think they're bowl eligible, but I think 7's the number.
Okay. I'm going to go under.
Well, we talked about them quite a bit earlier. Deion Sanders in Colorado surviving a close call with North Dakota State last night, 31-26. All it took was 445 yards and 4 touchdowns from Shedeur Sanders, 3 of those going to Travis Hunter, who was on the field for 129 of the Buffalo's 131 snaps. One of those snaps that he missed, he was forced off the field because his helmet had come off on a play. So they're now 1-0 on the season. Their win total in Vegas is 5.5. So over
or
under 5.5 wins for Colorado.
Under. I don't even hesitate. I looked at that schedule. Under.
Kind of seems like a pretty easy one after watching last night.
Yeah. And B, look, we've said it about Washington. You can be a different team at the end of the season. by different, I think Colorado could suck more.
But I have far less questions about the coaching at UW than I do at
not
Colorado.
Only that, but you know what the talent is at Colorado.
Yep.
You know it's hanging on by a thread of Shador and Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
And I should say Horn Jr. is also on that list.
But Jimmy Horn Jr.
But other than those three guys, it's the talent disparity is significant. And I just don't believe it.
We'll do one more quickie here as we're kind of coming up against
it.
Yeah, right? Sunday evening, number 23 USC and number 13 LSU from Vegas, 4:30 on ABC. The Bayou Bengals are 4-point favorites. Who you got, USC
or
LSU?
Wait, did you say the Bayou Bengals or LSU?
No, I said USC or LSU.
Oh, okay.
Right?
LSU. He's wearing his hat. It's okay. You're wearing a fight on hat.
I am.
I think we all knew which way he was going to go.
This is the only song we play.
Alrighty.
I am not comfortable with that game. If you're asking me outright or the points, give me the points and I'll take it.
Hand up. Vancouver Ford text line. Text police getting me. Fort Collins, Colorado State. Colorado Springs.
Oh, did you say
Air
Fort Collins?
Force. I did.
I might have even
did.
Catch that. I did. The academy.
Hand up.
My bad.
Hand up.
Yeah, in Colorado, it's all the same.
That's right.
Gotta really piss them off.
Yeah, they gotta go to Durango to play to play Air Force.
All the same. Pueblo.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a hellscape.
Colorado State University, Pueblo. That's a D2 power. Where's Colorado School of the Mines? Where's that at? I got a good football
probably
program.
Up in the mountains.
Yeah. Oh, would make sense.
If it's the Colorado School of the Mimes, they might be buying some glass.
Golden, Colorado.
Dude, no wonder they're so good. They're like, hey.
They're right at Coors, aren't they?
On a recruiting trip, guess what you get?
We're going to go take you to a banquet.
And you get the minus, baby.
Gotta love it. Coming up next, we're going to put a nice little bow on today's show. We'll make some picks. Coming up next here on Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan. 45 seconds on Portland State. Go.
Okay. Well, you have your quarterback, Sasha Ray, is back yet again, threw 4,700 yards last year. And Dante Sasha Ray is electric. He is really fun to watch at quarterback. You also have got the return of Quincy Craig, who, as a running back last year, he was kind of a Swiss Army knife for Barney Ball in Portland State. I'm excited for Portland State. But at the same time, have you? I'm not going to say. I'm not even going to ask if you've seen their schedule. Portland State's schedule this year has got two FBS opponents in Washington State and Boise State. And then they have eight teams that are ranked in the preseason top 25 in the FCS level. And six teams that played in the playoffs a year ago.
Not bad. Not bad. 45 seconds on Portland State, ladies and gentlemen.
They play Washington State.
There you go.
There we go.
There are some big games of consequence this weekend already in college football. It is week one. There are some stinkers, certainly. We ended the awe with number 23 USC taking number 13 LSU. But there's also another top 20 matchup between Notre Dame, Texas A&M. It is the game that has not been getting a lot of discussion, a lot of billing for a reason I don't really understand.
I think people, maybe Elko at Texas A&M is finally the coach. He's like, hey,
if we just shut up,
let's maybe cool down on these expectations here for a little bit and maybe prove that we deserve a seat at the table
before we start talking about it.
Yeah.
We didn't have one stupid video come out of Texas A&M this summer.
We have had a stupid photo.
Oh.
Yesterday, they tweeted out one of the more disgusting things I have seen. This really drove it home that they are a cult. They have sausage wraps where they have sausage wrapped in tortillas. Mm. And apparently in College Station, Texas, that's a tailgate delicacy.
Just normal thing.
It's just a sausage wrapped in a tortilla.
I feel like that should be at Tech.
You would think. No, they're too busy throwing those tortillas at people.
Mm-hmm.
But this hammers home Texas A&M is a cult because the only people that eat that are in cults, and you get that sausage wrap right before you get your Kool-Aid and then put your little Nikes on and go to the bunk beds.
Yeah.
That school terrifies me. It is.
Oh, man.
It terrifies me, man.
Just, so we're just like, we're talking like a sausage link, just a basic sausage link in a tortilla.
Yeah. It's like they went to Costco, got some Costco dogs, and were like, wrap this in a tortilla.
The tortilla is the best delivery mechanism for food, though.
It's the finest food in College Station right
not
here.
Not even a little cheese in there or anything?
No.
It's haunting.
I said what I said.
It's haunting.
It's a sausage wrapped in tortilla, and people are like, yeah, can't wait,
Notre Dame, Texas A&M. You can get in the door for tickets as low as $147.
Yikes.
Good
so
Lord.
They are still delusional, just quiet about it.
A&M, three-point favorites. What you got?
Notre Dame.
I would as well, as disgusting as that is. The other big one, obviously Clemson, Georgia. Georgia, 11.5-point favorites. Which way are you going?
Georgia. Georgia to cover.
Ooh, to cover.
Yeah, 11.5.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and say I'm going to go Dabo. I'm going to take Dabo to cover.
Ooh, all right.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We have week one weekend football officially underway.
I can't wait.
Bum, 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 bum.
I can't wait.
All right. We will catch you guys on Tuesday.
Tuesday. We're off on Labor Day. We will not be laboring on Labor Day. All right.
We're going to rage against the machine.
Let's go.
I'm in.
All right. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time with Isaac and Souk. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you Tuesday from noon to 3 right here on The Fan.
Bye.
Minerals, vitamins.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
And they win even while getting their poach staffed. Unbelievable. I'm an idiot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.